Thank you again for listening this morning to our program. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. We hope that whatever you have planned to do today, that you're able to do those things. But more than anything, we hope that whatever your plans are, that the Lord is part of them, and that you're mindful of Him, you're thankful to Him, and whatever it is that you seek to do today, you'll have Him in the forefront of your mind and in your thoughts and in your actions. This week, we've been trying to encourage those who've been able to listen as we made really a compare and contrast of the idea of emergency planning, how important it is to plan for emergencies. And we've been using the example of planning for a storm, planning for a tornado, if you will. And the basis of it was a few years ago, a good friend of mine who's a preacher, during a time where storms were being forecasted, made the statement on his Facebook account as people were talking about and asking a lot of questions and preparing for themselves for it. He said, wouldn't it be great if everyone prepared for the Lord's coming the way that they are preparing for the storm? And what a just wonderful spiritual application that is for us. And so every day we've kind of made a point to kind of contrast and compare and contrast preparing for an earthly storm versus preparing for the Lord's coming. And the one thing that we said as we started is what experts would tell you is to have a plan. Make sure you have a plan if you live in an area where storms are prevalent or tornadoes are there. And we compared that with the point of storms may never come our way. They may, but they may not. But the mere fact that we will pass from this life, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. How much more should we prepare for that versus preparing for a storm? So having a plan. We also made the point of monitoring the weather and how important that would be as you're preparing for a storm and being prepared and having a weather radio or have your phone to the settings where it will notify you. But if we're going to monitor the physical weather, then how much more we should be monitoring our own surroundings and our situation, knowing that we do have an adversary, as Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. So being aware of the things that we involve ourselves in, being aware of the people that we surround ourselves with. The third point we made this week was around the idea of communicating with family and friends and how important that can be in an emergency situation and making sure that we knew where each other were and how to get back together. But even the more so, how much more it is to communicate with family and friends as we think about the second coming of Christ, as we think about that judgment day that is coming to us all, and encouraging one another and letting our light shine before others that they may see our good works and glorify our Father that is in heaven, as we read from Matthew 4 and 16. And then yesterday we talked about the importance of designating a shelter, how important that is in a physical storm situation, but how wonderful it is that spiritually speaking, we already have our shelter, we have our rock, we have our fortress, and that is Christ. And being in Christ protects us from those things. And the last point we'll make today as we make that contrast is what experts would tell you in terms of an earthly emergency planning session would be to stock up on supplies. And let me read you a couple things that it tells you to do that you would keep in your tornado shelter, for example. It says waterproof flashlights, extra batteries, portable battery operated weather radio, a first aid kit, emergency food, water, et cetera, those types of things. And I'm going to tell you that from spiritually speaking, we need to also stock up on our supplies. And I'd tell you, there's two things specifically we need to stock up on. Number one doesn't surprise you at all. That is the Word of God. As much of it as we can soak up, read, prepare, use it to let it change our lives. And then the second thing is as many faithful brethren as you can find. You stock up on those things. You stock up on the Word of God and as many faithful followers of Christ as you can surround yourself with. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11 says, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you were also doing. Just a little bit later in the same chapter of 1 Thessalonians says, therefore comfort one another with these words. So constantly encouraging, constantly comforting. We'll close with this verse, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. God comforts us through his wonderful word, and we are to do that for others where we have opportunity, just as He has done for us. Thank you again for listening. May God bless you.